And here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel looked the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. This is the football. He's kicked the miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
Hello and welcome to Team Talk, our final episode. I am Jack and I am joined today by Luke, Riley, Lucas, Hugo, and Dylan. Hello, boys.
Hello.
How are we all?
Good.
Yeah, good.
Now, what are we looking forward to most this weekend, Riley?
Collingwood and Sydney.
Lucas?
Same as him, Collingwood, Sydney.
Jack?
Adelaide, Hawthorn.
Dylan?
Collingwood, Sydney.
Collingwood, Sydney.
I'm looking forward to the Melbourne Storm. No, not really. I'm looking forward to the Hawthorn Adelaide game.
Of course.
Boys, we've reached our last show of the year. Let's get into it. We've got three games remaining this year. It's a bit sad when you get to this point of the year and you've only got three games to look forward to. We've got two this week and then the big dance next week. Let's jump straight into the action with tonight's game, which is the Swans versus Collingwood.
Yep, the Sydney Swans v Collingwood, ANZ Stadium tonight. In for the Swans, Grundy and out McGlynn. The backs, starting line, Smith, Richards, Matner across the halfbacks, Johnson, Grundy, McVeigh across the centre, Shaw, Jack, Hannabury across the half forwards, Bird, Reid, O'Keefe and across the forwards, Morton, Goods and Lewis, Robert Thompson's followers, Mumford, Kennedy and Bolton, interchange, Malcheski, Pike, Jeddah, Parker, emergencies, Dennis Lane, Armstrong and Tommy Walsh.
And the Pies?
Okay, in for the Pies, Sinclair, out, Didac, back fullbacks, Brown, O'Brien, Tarrant, halfbacks, Goldsack, Reid, Johnson, center, Tuvey, Swan, Wellingham, half forward, Shaw, Dawes, Pendlebury, forwards, Elliott, Cloak, Thomas, followers, Jolly, side bottom, Beams, interchange, Blair, Sinclair, Cracker, and Fasolo.
Boys, before we jump onto the game, we've got a comment that's been left on RadioCaram.org from Gary Rowan. Hi, guys. Love the show. Wanted to get your thoughts on Dawes and Didac playing this week. Even if they do, will it make a difference? Particularly Dawes just took up space last week against West Coast. Will the Swans take the Pies to town on Friday?
Does he play Sydney?
Gary Rowan does. It may not be the same Gary Rowan. What do we think, boys? Didac didn't get selected. Dawes has. I'm going to ask this to Lucas and Riley as the Collingwood supporters. Is Dawes just making up space?
Yes, I think they are because they need another player.
Is he going to have an impact?
No, I don't think he's got to recover from this. I don't think he's fully recovered.
Okay, what do you think, Riley?
Yeah, same as Lucas. No, I don't think he'll make
an impact. So you think they made the wrong call by playing him?
Yeah.
Do you reckon a late change may occur?
Maybe.
Okay. What about the second part of that question? I'm going to ask that to Jack and Dylan. Jack and Dylan, are the Swans going to take the Pies to town tonight? First, you, Jack.
Honestly, if they play well, which I don't think Collingwood are in form, I reckon they can beat Collingwood. And if Collingwood play well, I reckon it will be an even match.
Yep. Dylan?
Collingwood's had a good streak against them, but I think Sydney will get a good crowd out.
How much does a big streak count for? What does it mean?
I honestly,
because especially if you think about it, however many times, it's 9 or 10 times, there's totally different players, different coaches. Yeah. How much does it mean?
It means a fair bit, a lot.
You do think it does?
I think it might scare sort of teams and make them worry a bit.
So you think they actually think about it going into the game?
Yeah. They just worry and I think they tense up.
Okay, what do you think, Hugo?
I think Sydney's going to win because I reckon they've been playing better than Collingwood.
Okay. I put this on the table. If I was a betting man and I went to a casino and I was playing roulette and there was 11 blacks in a row, I'd put my money on red because the odds of probability suggest that the red will be the next one up. So is this streak, could it just mean we're getting closer to a Sydney win?
Yeah, I think so.
Has to break it sometime, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think Sydney in front of a home crowd will win.
Yeah. Now, the two Collingwood supporters, what does Collingwood need to do to beat Sydney tonight? What's the main area of the ground that they need to focus on?
I think they're probably going to need to shut down O'Keefe and Jack. Kieran Jack.
Them fantastic call.
Yeah, shut down them.
Jude Bolton's 300th, so he's going to be pretty fired up.
Fantastic achievement. Hugo, I'll ask you this. There was an article in the paper today. If you had to pick one player to be in your team, so you can only have one of them, who would you take?
From?
Hang on, I'll tell you the players. Adam Goods or Dane Swan?
Maybe Goods.
How come?
Because he's a better forward and he's,
provides good carry and run.
Swan, he provides good carry and run.
Agree with that? Does he?
Goods can. He doesn't get it as much as Swan, but when he gets it, he's like.
He uses it
He's Scotland, where he doesn't get as lot as much as Chris Jones and Mark Murphy, but when he gets it, he'll do something good.
Hang on, this is going to be good. Say what you're about to say.
But when he plays with the ball, remember last week when he got a goal?
No, say what you were going to say before.
Whatever, he's won a Brownlow before.
Goods has won two.
Oh, I don't know that.
Ah. Yes.
No, but still, Goods is...
But Goods can play as a key forward. I don't really think that Swan can.
Mr. B, Swan, didn't he get the record for the most votes at the Brownlow, though? Like, ever?
I don't think he did.
But yeah. Didn't remember that play when he did, who they versed last week? West Coast. He bended it in the goal.
Yeah, he kicked a goal, so yeah. Adam Goods was best on ground against Adelaide, arguably. He kicked the first three goals.
Yeah, but still, I think Dane Swan's a better backman as well.
Backman? Dane Swan's never played in the back line in his life.
But he gets back in the back.
So does Goods, but he's playing in the midfield.
Defence.
All right. Okay, so Hugo, who would you want, Swan or Goods?
Goods.
Goods. Lucas. He's going to say Swan and so is Riley.
Yeah, because we already have him in.
All right, let's just go around quickly. One word answer. Who wins? I'm going with the Swans.
Sydney.
Swans.
All these guys are just trying to tease off.
No. It's not like that at all. So we've got two Pies and three Sydney.
You'll be wrong.
Let's jump on to the next game, boys.
Yep, Hawthorne versus Adelaide Crows at MCG Saturday night. Hawthorne in, we have Jordan Lewis and Clinton Young out, Brendan Whitecross. Back, we have Birchall, Gibson, Stratton, halfback Suckling, Schoenmakers, Burgoyne, and centre, Lewis, Mitchell, Ellis, half forward, Gunston, Franklin, Smith, forward, Rioli, Roughhead, Bruce, followers, Hale, Hodge, Sewell, interchange, Young, Shields, Savage, and Papillo.
And for the Crows, Papillo.
In for Adelaide, Andy Otten, and out, Sam Shaw. And the backs, Doherty, Rutten, Thompson. Halfbacks, Riley, Otten, Smith. Centres, Vince, Thompson, McKay. Half forward, Petrenko, Walker, Sloan. Forwards, Poplesia, Tippett, Callanan. Followers, Jacobs, Dangerfield, Van Berlo. And the interchange, Douglas, John Cock, Henderson, and Wright.
Petrenko named, would not be surprised to see a late withdrawal.
Or a late substitute.
That's an early substitute. I'm hearing whispers that Petrenko will not line up, that it's a bit of a mind game and they're hoping he pulls up tomorrow, but it's not looking good. Boys, I'll ask you first, Lucas, seeing as you've got the microphone. How can Adelaide win this game?
They're just going to have to shut down their centres. They're really good centres. And because... and they need to keep an eye on... Where is he? Wait. Is Guerra playing?
Guerra's not playing yet.
Oh, I thought he was. I think they just need to keep an eye on their forwards.
Yep. And Riley, how's... Who wins and why? What are your thoughts on this game, mate?
Well, I reckon maybe Hawthorne might win.
Yeah. How come?
I'm not sure. I just reckon.
Okay. Dylan?
Hawthorn, because they've got more taller forwards and good, what's it called?
I don't know.
What's the word?
Running?
Crummers. So if Franklin will drop it, then Smith will get it. And he is quick down the wings. And then also their back line, Gibson's in great form. Birchall's in great form. All of the backs are in great form. And then Mitchell is probably Brownlow favourite at the moment. So him and Hodge are working well together.
Hugo?
I reckon Hawthorn because they've got a really good a forward line and they've got good back line and centre because in the forward line, if Buddy's not there, they have Ruffhead. Ruffhead's not there.
Bruce Gunston.
Yeah, they've got all good players there.
This one's going to be close.
Nah.
Adelaide are a very, very good football team and that is why they finished second on the ladder. They are a fantastic football team.
Why is it such a strange time?
That's a good question, Lucas. The AFL made a mistake with the booking of ANZ Stadium, so they couldn't get ANZ Stadium on the Saturday night, so Hawthorn had to play on the Saturday when they should have had the Friday night game. And then Channel 7 didn't want it to be an afternoon game because of ratings, and that's fair enough request, seeing as how they're paying $1 billion over 5 years, so they should have some input. However, the compromise was a 5 o'clock time slot to allow Adelaide, if they are successful, to get back to Adelaide that night rather than at 10:30, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. That's why they've done it that way. I agree with you. It is strange. Going back to what I was saying, this is going to be a very close game. Adelaide are a fantastic team this year. That's why they finished second on the ladder. It's going to be tight. Adelaide's small, fast, pacey players will challenge Hawthorn. If Walker can fire up, they may have a handful. We've seen Hawkins go to town on Hawthorn late recently. If Walker can kick five or six and Dangerfield and Thompson can have absolute blinders and Jacobs can control the ruck, then Adelaide should win this game. I'm going to pick Hawthorn by 3 points.
Can I just say quickly that Adelaide can only win the game if Dangerfield, Thompson and Sloan really pick up their game, because Thompson has been good, but Dangerfield's starting to kind of drop off in finals, and then Sloan's been excellent all year, but then starting to drop off as well. So yeah.
How big an out is Sam Shaw, considering that they lost Talia last week?
Yeah, that's out. I've actually never heard of him, but I saw him play. And
he's a good footballer. Yeah. He's a big. He's a tall. So they actually look pretty small down back now. And you just look at their back line and look at Hawthorn's forward line. You just don't know how they're going to match them all up. And Hawthorn, what I really like about Hawthorn this year is they've got two genuine wingers in the true sense of the game with Smith and Young. Two good wingers. Let's go around the table and let's get some one-word answers. Who wins? Hugo?
Hawthorn.
Dylan?
Hawthorn.
Lucas?
I'll go for Adelaide.
Get out. Riley?
Hawthorn.
Good call. Okay, boys, now we're just going to go around the table because, as you are aware, we've got our interview with Chief Operating Officer Gillon McLachlan coming up, and one of the questions we did ask him was his tip for the Brownlow, the Premiership and the Norm Smith, Norm Smith being the best player in the grand final. So what we're going to do is we're going to give our tips. I want you to tell me who's going to win the grand final. I want you to tell me who's going to be best on ground in the grand final, and I want you to tell me who's going to win the Brownlow. I'll give you a minute to think because I've put you on the spot. I'm going to go with the Hawthorn Premiership. I'm going to go with... Oh, Brownlow's a hard one. I'm going to go for the Norm Smith. I'm going to go for an outsider, and I'm going to say Clinton Young. And the Brownlow, either Ablett or... Ablett or Sam Mitchell. Hugo.
Hawthorn will win the grand final. Norm Smith, I reckon. I'm just going to say Gunston.
Yep. And Brownlow. Jody can't win it this year.
I reckon, yeah, Gary Ablett.
Dylan, give us yours.
Okay, the grand final will be Sydney Hawthorn with probably Hawthorn win. Norm Smith, Franklin.
Brownlow.
No, sorry, Mitchell, sorry.
And Brownlow.
And Mitchell, Dangerfield or Ablett.
Lucas?
I'll go, yeah, Hawks and Collingwood in the granny. Hawks will win this. And for the Norm Smith, I'll go with, Smith.
Oh, Zach Smith? And yeah. Who's your Brownlow tip?
And for my Brownlow, I'd probably go for Ablett.
Yeah, and Riley?
I reckon, same as Lucas, Hawthorn, Collingwood. I reckon Collingwood might win. For the Norm Smith, I'm going to pick Swan. And then...
No surprise.
Then do I have to do Brownlow?
Yeah, Brownlow.
Okay, Brownlow. Ablett.
Okay, fantastic. Well, boys, that's brought us to the end of season 2012. It has brought us to the end of Footy Frenzy this year. We will be back, hopefully, next year, bigger and better than ever. Have you enjoyed your experiences on the show?
Yep.
We've had some pretty good experiences. We got to interview some Kilda players, got to tour AFL House, got to interview Gillon McLachlan. It was only our first year. So we'll grow from next year. Thank you to you boys for your fantastic work. It's been good. Thank you to Smitty and Kobe. Well done on the soundboard and the computer technician. Doing a great job over there, girls. Well done. Thank you to Marcus for putting it all together. Without him, we wouldn't have any show. He's doing a great job. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in this year and posting their comments. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter to keep up to date on when we will be back in 2013.
Thank Mr. B for running this show.
Well, that's
We've
all right.
Had a
it's
pleasure
been an
on
absolute
show.
Pleasure.
How about a cheer for Mr. B? Mr. B.
Pip, hooray. Pip, hooray. Pip, hooray.
All right, thanks, boys. We'll leave you on a positive note. We'll jump to our interview with Gillon McLachlan, which we conducted on Tuesday. And apart from that, go Hawks, and we'll speak to you in 2013.
We are joined on Footy Frenzies by the AFL Chief Operating Officer, Gillon McLachlan. Good morning and welcome, Gillon. Thanks for taking the time to answer our questions. So let's jump straight into it. Gillon, it has been reported you were approached by the NRL and Liverpool this year. What were your reasons for turning down these positions?
Without sort of calling out those, I'm very happy here at the AFL. I think we've got a very full agenda over the next 5 years. I've got a team we've been working with to develop the game in Sydney and in Queensland, and I'm excited by the ongoing challenges.
During the Olympics, you found yourself acting as CEO of the AFL. How did you find the role? Would you like the role in future years?
I'd love it once the place to be the CEO of the AFL. I enjoyed it while Andrew was away. I enjoyed the challenges that exist, the parts of the job that I don't come in and do, the need to deal with issues that come up day to day around the media. So I found it challenging, I enjoyed it, and at some stage I'd love to be considered for the role.
Have you ever met another Gillon? Was it a Dylan spelling mistake at birth?
I have met another Gillon, actually. I was named after a cowboy in a Western novel my parents were in at the time called Gillon Forbes Cameron. I met another Gillon in England once, and that's the only one I've met. That's a mistake.
Who was better in the backyard growing up, you or Hamish?
Me, definitely. He understands, he knows that I was always better. He still acknowledges it today.
You played a big role in the development of the expansion sides. Where do you think the next area of the AFL will expand into this?
I don't know. I think that we need to consolidate in Queensland and New South Wales, and there's a lot of work going on there for the next 10 years ago. I think structurally things will change in Tasmania, and that'll be the next area of growth for us.
Who's your tip for the premiership, Brownlow and Norm Smith medals?
Premiership Hawthorn, Norm Smith, Buddy Franklin, Brownlow, Gary Ablett.
What football team did or do you support?
I follow Uni Blues in the Amateur League. I played there for a lot of years, and I have a quiet passion for St Kilda in the AFL.
One of our radio camera listeners writes, there have been more changes to the rules in the last 5 years than in the 150-year history of the game. Was the game so wrong with how it was?
No, and I don't know if that's necessarily correct, but I think society has evolved, what people are looking for has evolved, and I think ultimately if you don't move at the times, you get left well behind, and I think sports, some other sports have found that if you're not progressive and responding, reacting and getting ahead of the curve, you're ultimately going to be left a long way.
Why are finals tickets so expensive? Are they affordable for the everyday supporter?
I think that ultimately, when you compare it to other premium events and other expensive, it's a challenge though if you're trying to go to all 4 weeks. I agree.
Will you be tuning into RadioCarrum.org this Friday at 1:10 to hear your interview? And will you talk to us in season 2013?
I'd love to come and talk to you guys again, and I'll be listening at 1:10 as well on my speed dial.
That brings us to the end of our interview. Thank you for joining us on Radio Cam today. We look forward to speaking you into the in the future.
Well done, guys. Thanks for having me.
Every teammate has run to touch him.